Welcome back to all Daf and Practice series. The Mishnah all the way at the beginning of today's Daf, Nidaf Mem Dalad, calls a baby that unfortunately passes away, even being one day old, a Chasen Shalem. And the Gemara in Amud Beis explains that this idea of a Chasen Shalem is in terms of Hilchos Avelus, that the family has to sit Shiva on the passing of such a child. But the Tosis Yom Tov on the Mishnah explains that the language of the Mishnah, Chasen, is in reference to a Bris Milah. When he refers us to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simon Reish Samech Gimel Sif Hei that Tinuk Shemes, a baby that dies, Kodem Sheyagia Lihios Ben Shmona, before he became 8 years old, before he was able to have his own Bris Milah, Malin Oso Al Kivro, we give him a Bris Milah before he was buried. And therefore, the Mishnah is referencing this idea that even this baby that dies before he had a Bris Milah while he was alive is still a Chasa and he still is able to get a Bris Milah. But the Arzuro, one of the Rishonim, is very bothered by this halacha that's quoted by many Rishonim, that why would we give a bris to such a child? Certainly, there is no chiyuv. The halacha is that only when a baby boy becomes 8 years old is there such a mitzvah. This baby died before he was 8 years old, and in fact, the Geshur HaChayim expands this halacha to even a stillborn baby. You also give them a bris before they're buried. So the question is, why do we do that? The Kolbo explains that the idea is lahasir cherpasa, to remove an embarrassment. Being with an arla is embarrassing. But some achronim are bothered by this. That why is it embarrassing for this deceased child to have his foreskin, to have the arla, if he never had any mitzvah? He never had any requirement to remove it. There was never a mitzvah to have a bris. So why is it embarrassing? The Hagos Maimini, quoted by the Beis Yosef, offers another explanation for this minhag, for this practice, that we give such a baby a bris milah before he's buried. That is based on a medrash. The medrash tells us that Avram Avinu stands by the gates of Gehenna, and any Jewish person that has a bris milah, Avram Avinu prevents him from entering. And the medrash continues and asks, what about the great sinners? Shouldn't they be sent to be punished in Gehenna? And the medrash says, yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the foreskin, takes the arla of those Jewish children that died before they were able to have a bris, and places that arla on these great sinners, and therefore Avraham Avinu doesn't prevent their entrance into Gehenna. And Hagos Maimini explains that we care even about those great sinners. We don't want them either to get into Gehenna, and therefore what we do is that we give a bris milah to those children, and therefore there won't be any arlas in order to place on these great sinners.